الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Hadith number 64 in Riyadh al-Salihin, a very short hadith but a very important. It shows one of the unique attributes of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه in the book of al-Muraqaba, the chapter on the Muraqaba, which means that divine surveillance and being watchful of Allah Azza wa Jal. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يغار وغيرة الله تعالى أن يأتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه متفق عليه. In this hadith, the translation, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says Allah is يغار. Now the translation here says jealous or jealousy, but it's more appropriate to say protective, overly protective, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghalak. Allah Azza wa Jal overprotective. And it's befitting him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ghayratullah. And he is overprotective over what? What is his protection, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Protectiveness comes over. Qal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protectiveness is roused when a man commits such bad deeds as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made unlawful by him. Like if someone commits something haram, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghar. So let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, in Allah ta'ala yaghar. The word yaghar in the Arabic language comes from al-ghayra, which again means protectiveness, sometimes used as jealousy. But jealousy, some of it is considered praiseworthy, and some of it's the opposite, blameworthy. But when it comes to being protective, that's usually used in the positive side all the time. Like you need overprotective. Why? And people become protective over what? Something that is what considered to them? Valuable. And very, very personal. Very private. Sacred. So when people, let's say, a human being, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families, ya Rabbil Alameen. When a person becomes jealous or yaghar ala ahlihi because of his family, what does that mean? Becoming protective. And that protectiveness obviously sets limits, boundaries. So that no one could cross these boundaries. No one is allowed, for example, to cross boundaries with your wife, with your daughters, with your sons, whatever, right? So there's a sense of ghayra over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best example. And the protectiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing like unto the human beings. We have to understand that. So you cannot compare that with Allah azza wa jal's ghayra over his limits. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghayra? Where does it happen? قال وغيرة الله تعالى أن يأتي المرء ما حرم الله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghar means overprotective when he sees his servant is crossing the line and they're violating the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for them. Allah said something haram and then a person goes violates that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overprotective over these limits. And when someone is protective, of course, and those limits are crossed, what is the reaction of a human being in that regard? Definitely there will be that ghadab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also one of his beautiful attributes and high attributes is also al-ghadab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wrath. A person exposes himself to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they cross these limits. And subhanAllah, tomorrow inshallah, for those who would like to join us for ta'seel class, we will continue the explanation of hadith number 30 in the book, and we'll be talking about this subject. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made wajibat, obligations, so that you fulfill. And he made something prohibited to stay away from. And he put limits, hadda hududan. He put these limits to stay away from and protect these limits. So our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to protect these limits that he set for us. Violating these limits makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghar. That's when Allah azza wa jal becomes overprotective of these limits. And if someone crosses these limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you expose yourself to the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. And qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, أن يأتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه. That a person does what Allah made haram for them. In another narration, the Prophet said, أن يأتي المؤمن ما حرم الله عليه. Exclusively the believer. And there's an explanation that says, like, look, if anybody crosses these lines, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care about them as much as caring about what? The believer, the mu'min. Similarly, in our situation, our human interaction with each other, if we know somebody is reckless, as somebody always, do these things and so on, and they do it again, it's not the same. It's not the same when it comes from somebody that you would not actually accept for them to do that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you as a believer to do that. So هذه الغيرة of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the believer crossing the line will be greater than somebody else crossing the line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to protect yourself from the ghayra of Allah Azza wa Jal, so what do you need to do? Have muraqaba. Be watchful of Allah's limits. Care for them. Make sure you don't cross them. You observe that. Knowing that Allah subhanahu is watching you and watching also over you. That's part of the muraqaba as well. That muraqaba will protect you from going and falling under the punishment or the wrath that was mentioned in this hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of this, ya Rabbil Alameen. The other thing that we learn as well is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ghayra over these limits, you the human being, what should your position be from these limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You should have more ghayra. Ghayra, so that you be protective of Allah's limits as well. So if you know somebody crossing these limits, whether from your family, from your community, what is your duty? You should feel ghayra. You should actually be protective over these limits and you should be upset. Then you shouldn't be doing that. This is wrong. This is haram. You know, you're going to affect yourself, your family, and you are not supposed to cross this limit on this line. So we should also have that, you know, to protect Allah's limit, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us some of those who listen to the speech and for the best of Ajah Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama? Yes. Muttafaqun alayhi, yes. Muttafaqun alayhi in the sense of hadith means Al-Bukhari and Muslim both agreed to report this hadith in their book. And when the hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, which means both agreed upon it or on it, that is one of the highest classification of authenticity. So the highest classification is when Al-Bukhari and Muslim and all the other four sunan, including Sunan Abi Dawood, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, and so on. And we're also adding Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his Musnad. When you all agree on one hadith, that is the top. And then you go to Al-Bukhari al-Muslim, muttafaqun alayhi. They say muttafaqun alayhi, rahu al-shaykhan, fi sahihain. All these terms means Bukhari al-Muslim. And then you have what's reported by Al-Bukhari, and then what was reported by Muslim, and then what was reported by the four sunan, and then through different classification to the authenticity of the hadith. So this is one of the, basically you could say, the top classification of authenticity. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. I could barely actually hear you, I'm sorry. How could we be protective over Allah's limits without being hypocritical? Look, you have two duties. Number one, your first duty is to observe Allah's limit. Number two is to advise those who cross those limits, right? That's called Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Al Munkar. Both are obligation upon you as a believer. If you miss one, don't miss the other one. What does that mean? If I did not observe the limits myself, it doesn't mean I cannot tell somebody, listen, this is wrong. Now, when does it become hypocritical or haram? If you have no intention to fix yourself. Or you just don't want people to know, and you act like you're mashallah perfect. Now, that's hypocritical. But if you know that you're crossing the lines privately, but you're very remorseful, you're very regretful, and always try to repent, and always ask Allah to help you, but you have a weak, you know, kind of personality to stand against these limits, you still need to advise other people to observe Allah's limit, even if you're still crossing those limits. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Yes.
Could you just explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very kareem.
Of course. Kareem. Yes.
Why he becomes angry?
So if Allah is rahim and most merciful, yes, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be angry? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, his attribute subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kamal, perfection. Allah's attribute has perfection. What does that mean? Meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rahim and rahman and most merciful, this is to who? To those who obey him, those who are his servants. And he is rahim for rahman to everybody, rahim for the believers. So exclusive rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, those who don't obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, what's going to happen? You can't say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show them the same mercy he shows the believers. Otherwise, that would not be perfection. That wouldn't be perfect. I'd be like, how come? He's treating the obedient and disobedient equally with rahmah and mercy. No, he's treating them all with rahmah to a certain level, like providing for them, caring for them, giving opportunities in life and so on. But for the believers, there's a special rahmah for them. And for the non-believers, they're going to be exposed to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's part of the kamal, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. So the question, that wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person is exposed to if they cross and exceed those limits, is that something only in the akhirah or could that be in the dunya? Possibly both. In the dunya, how could possibly a person be exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath? There's no barakah in their time, their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things difficult for them. As Allah mentioned, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْدِكِ فَإِنَ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَعْمَى. Those who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zikr, Allah promised He will make their life danka, which means so constrained. They might be rich, wealthy, have millions, but then eventually they're going to kill themselves. Why? Because none of that thing was good enough, or they have barakah in it. So yeah, they expose themselves to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dunya before the akhirah. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.